Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Leroy Allen, and I am the host of the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show. I am also nationally recognized as a credit and debt counselor through the NACC. I would like to thank everyone for joining us this morning for the first phase of the Credit Master and Debt Builders Workshop. We actually attempted to air this particular phase of the show just yesterday, and we experienced several mechanical breakdowns, and so therefore we decided we wanted to air it again just so that we can get the best results. Our topic of discussion for today is consumer credit. When you and I pull out credit report, we want to give special attention to the accuracy of our credit report. Our name, address, employment history, date of birth, and social security number, because identity fraud is something that comes to interfere with our lives without permission. I have several clients to date who are in rebuilding mode due to the fact that someone has attacked their assets with use of false identity. So we want to put a stop sign right there. And then, of course, we want to give special attention to our FICO score. Our FICO score is that score that sits at the very top of our credit report and at the very bottom of our credit report. Whenever I coach individuals or speak to small, medium, to large groups of people, they always want to know what are the determining factors that make up their credit score. One of the determining factors is payment history. The payment history is 35% of your FICO score. Simply put, the fewer the late payments, the better. Credit use is about 30% of your credit score. When we talk about credit use, we're talking about persons such as myself who have credit cards. And the credit cards, or the use of your credit card, should I say, should always be within the 30% threshold level. Meaning, if in fact a client comes to me and says, I have a $1,000 credit limit on my credit card account, I am going to advise him and her that they should not spend more than $525 of the $1,000 credit limit that they have on their credit card account. Why? Because it is 30% of your FICO score. 3, length of credit history is 15%. Of your FICO score. And I tell people, or tell my clients, should I say, and I'll also share with you, there's a thin line between love and hate as it relates to closing your credit card accounts. The love side of that is it does decrease your debt-to-value ratio, which is also reflected on your credit report. It is also a determining factor that our lenders or mortgage brokers use, or should I say rather, underwriters use within the mortgage industry to determine your borrowing power. So your debt-to-value ratio does have a lot to do with what lenders will approve you for in dollar amount as relates to making that next major purchase. The hate side of that is, if in fact that the history that's on your credit report is 15% of your FICO score, why would you look to close the account down? I advise all of my clients to maintain their accounts for at least 5 years, because within that 5 years, our motivation is to improve your FICO score or to maintain your FICO score at 700 and above. And 4th, type of credit use is 10% of your FICO score. I advise my clients, and I will also advise you, when you are looking to establish credit, it is far more better to establish credit within a bank or a department store versus a financial institution, because the bank and the department store are more than likely going to report your account status to the credit bureaus as they're supposed to every 30 days, where the financial institution may not necessarily do that. Next is, which is the fifth main element, is inquiries. I advise my clients, as I will advise you as well. Your inquiries are 10% of your FICO score. And I advise my clients not to make more than 3 inquiries every 6 months. Not more than 3. And the reason why is because, once again, it's 10% of your score. Now, there's a difference between hard inquiries and soft inquiries. Hard inquiries are those inquiries in which you have given your personal information to banks or department stores and given them the authority to run your credit. Soft inquiries are nothing more than advertisements. And then, of course, there are persons who always ask, well, how do I get to a 750 and above FICO score? Good question. What you and I must do to get to that 750 FICO score, we must maintain at least 3 to 4 revolving accounts, meaning credit cards. Once again, we want to keep in mind that we want to stay between the 30% threshold level of the credit card limit. At least 1 installment account or trade line, such as a mortgage or auto loan. And we want to keep that in good standing. 3, a few accounts around 5 to 10 years old with long history of positive use. Now, I know you heard that before, but of course in learning, repetition is golden. And then 4, no late payments or other account blunders for at least the past 7 years. And then 5, once again, very few credit inquiries, no more than 3 in a 6-month period. And once again, as it relates to learning, repetition is golden. So then, of course, we look at credit score range. The credit score range of 720 to 850, which once again is something that many clients want to know what each score represents. And here I'm going to tell you, as I would tell my clients, 720 to 850, this represents the best score range and the best financing terms, which means that we can dictate what we're going to pay and what we're not going to pay, which is what I believe God's intentions are for us, for his children, which is to have dominion over all things, not some things. The next score range is 700 to 719, which is very good. Excuse me. And that qualifies a person for favorable financing. And I'm going to say that again just because I like it. Favorable financing. All of us want favorable financing. But there is some work that we have to do in order to get favorable financing. Then, of course, we have 675 to 699. A score in this range will usually qualify for most loans. So up to date, we have discussed identity fraud and what we want to do to avoid that at all costs. We have discussed the 5 main elements of the FICO score. We have discussed how to get to a 750 and above FICO score. And we have discussed credit range. The next area of your credit report that we want to discuss is, what does the codes mean that's on your credit report? What do they mean? And some of them you'll come to know because I just mentioned them. But once again, I'm a firm believer that through learning, repetition is golden. R stands for revolving, meaning use of credit card. We already discussed that. And we described a 30% threshold level that we want to maintain in order to get our credit score elevated to that 720 to 850 credit score. I stands for installment, auto or home loan. We've already discussed that too, and the importance of paying it on time. Then, of course, there's R1, paid as agreed, never late. Once again, R1, paid as agreed, never late. R2, 30 days late. R3, 60 days late. R4, 90 days late. R5, 120 days late. R7, making regular payments under wage earner plan. Now, in the third phase of our workshop, which will consist of debt elimination, we will discuss wage earner plan. That will be one of the topics of discussion, and in great detail, might I add. R8, repossession. R9, charge off. O, entitlement amount due each month. J stands for joint, as in married. I stands for individual. A stands for authorized user. T stands for terminated. And S stands for shared. So those are the codes that stand out on our credit report. And they stand out with definition. When you look at your credit report, you should also see the same things that I just read off to you, which is a part of my practice as a certified debt, or rather credit and debt counselor. Now, and of course, there are three different credit bureaus. Well, actually, there's four. One that you may not even know about, called Innovis, that most lenders use. But I'm going to give you information on the three, which I am aware, which I'm sure that you are very much aware of. And the first one is Equifax. Equifax, the address of Equifax is P.O. Box 740-241, Atlanta, Georgia, 30374. The phone number there is 800-685-1111. The next bureau is Experian. Address, P.O. Box 2104, Allen, Texas, 75013. Phone number, 866-200-6620. And the third is TransUnion. Address, P.O. Box 390, Springfield, PA, 19064. Phone number, 800-814. Now, as we look over our time together, one of the ways in which we can get to that 720 to 850 credit score is we must conquer our fears and anxieties, because what we decide not to confront will never bring closure to. So we want to bring closure to all of the unanswered situations that both you and I have. And we want to bring closure to those things by a step-by-step process. Repairing your consumer credit or enhancing your consumer credit is a step process, and you can do it yourself, or you can contact us at Life Enhancement at lifeenhancementconsultinggroup.org, and we have a group of certified credit and debt counselors that are waiting to answer your questions. The next phase of our Master Credit workshop will relate to business credit and the importance of you as an entrepreneur, if you are an entrepreneur, understanding and making the distinction between business credit and personal credit without the use of your personal credit. It is key. Trust me when I tell you. There are many, many, many persons of whom are my staff and I have spoken to that are entrepreneurs who have not come to the conclusion as of yet about the difference between business credit and personal credit. And so we have a proven platform that is going to answer all of the questions that you have when we get to that phase of the Master Credit and Debt Builders Workshop, that is going to answer all the questions that you have for your company to flourish and to have the type of success that you want without using your personal credit. And then, of course, the third phase, we're going to work through like a champion debt. We're going to work through that. We're going to manage it. We're going to put our hands on it. We're going to get in it. We're going to open the platform up for persons to call in and ask questions. We're going to make this an effort, and an effort that is like no other, because my staff and I feel that we have been chosen to do a good work, but we have been anointed to do a great work. So I want to take this time once again to thank you for joining in with the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show. And if I could ask everybody who have decided to join in this morning with me for the second time of which we've aired this show to just do three things for me, I would simply ask you to live hard, live long, but most importantly, live right. And until we can speak again, I will see you, and I look forward to encouraging you and coaching you to financial empowerment. Thank you, and have a great weekend.